As part of the outreach activities of AskNoah.org, we make available translations of public addresses by the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The following is from the 10th of Shavuot, 5747. Since this is God's world, we can easily understand why it was His will and command, when He gave the Torah to all of Israel, to decree that the children of Noah, all inhabitants of the world, must create a civilized society. This is called a mitzvah, and it has the same authority as any other mitzvah, the seven commands for the children of Noah. Each one is a general principle which incorporates many details and sub-details. The inner point of them all is for God's world to be civilized. He commanded Jews to reach out to influence them peacefully and pleasantly to fulfill these commandments, each of which include many specific details. Torah tells the Jew, "You have a mission and a command from the Creator and Director of the world, received at the giving of the Torah through Moses, to bring the non-Jew to conduct himself even better and to do more in all the areas which are included in these seven general principles. God asks of us only according to our ability. Since the mission was given to us, this itself is proof that we can succeed at this time and place. When one knows something which is stated in Jewish law, in God's Torah, that he needs to perform a certain commandment in a specific time and place, God is not asking more than he can handle. The very fact that one sees in the Torah of life that he must perform a commandment proves that he can do it, whether it is an obligation or a prohibition, in this case relating to the children of Noah. Wherever one's influence can reach, we are charged to do all dependent on us to reach out and make that place civilized. One might ask, how can I carry this out? Where will I find the strength? And if one complains that he isn't perfect yet, he needs to ask more questions. The answer is, everything is ready for your task. Everything has been prepared for you. For if there is even a doubt, God would not lead you on this course, for God prepares the steps of man. In the words of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, wherever one goes, he does not go alone. God leads a person to the place where he must be to carry out his mission, so he certainly has all the capabilities necessary to fulfill it. When the children of Israel went out of Egypt, it was known to all the world's inhabitants that the Jews were going on God's mission. In our case, the nations assist us in the first place. We have a kind government which does not require a total change, as Pharaoh did in Egypt, because this country is founded at its beginning as a free country, especially in matters of religion. This includes also, although it has not been publicized enough, that in the Jewish religion there is the command to influence all the world's inhabitants to fulfill the seven Noahide laws with all their details. This means real action in this world, that the entire world will reflect God's glory openly for all to see. And this will also prepare for the time when all nations of the world will help the Jews. They will bring the Jewish people as one brings a pure offering in a pure vessel to the land of Israel, to Jerusalem, the holy city, with the true and complete redemption, which is described with all its details in Maimonides' Code of Jewish Law. The more we do to make it obvious and clear that God is king over the entire world, it will hasten the fulfillment of another prophecy in Exodus. Moses and the children of Israel will sing. As the Talmud explains, it does not say they sang, but they will sing. Moses, together with his entire generation, all those who repose in the dust will awake and sing. We will all sing together, with a true and complete redemption, when God will call out to all the nations to serve him as one, and the kingship will be God's. May this all be speedily in our days.